For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he'd be proud to shut down the government over funding for a border wall after he gathered with top Democrats at the White House.
You want to know something?
This is spirals downward.
Not long after the media left the Oval Office, so did Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, stopping to speak to reporters in the driveway. Schumer pointed to one of the president's claims inside.
But the wall would get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective.
The president said things are working quite well at the border. Well, we want to give him the same thing he had last year. If they're working well last year, they should work well this year.
Still, there's a large divide. Democrats are willing to spend another $1.3 billion on the wall, while the president wants to hold out for $5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Sanctions have been imposed on three senior North Korean officials and three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses or censorship. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression. I'm John Clemens.
Jimmy Dean is issuing a warning over its frozen pork and poultry sausage. Nearly 30 pounds of it are being recalled over user complaints of metal pieces found in the sausages. The Department of Ag is saying the recall includes Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers have reached an agreement on the farm bill, and USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
It's a mammoth package that would fund key safety net programs for the next 5 years. The conference report signed by members of the House and Senate, a result of months of negotiations. The bill has a price tag of $867 billion over a decade. It's expected to be brought to a vote this week in the House, possibly as soon as Wednesday. It reauthorizes crop insurance and conservation programs and legalizes the cultivation of industrial hemp, but does not make significant changes to the food stamp program that serves nearly 40 million low-income Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Life is beginning to return to normal on the east side of Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, but it's a different story on the west side. John Clemens reports.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byram spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com.